Seinfeld thing I was about to tell you. I tried to book Seinfeld once with the promise of a scooter. Because you've seen it. Well, I've never watched it, but all apparently right, so he's
you
got
reached out to Seinfeld. How did you reach out?
No,
to
I reached out to his fucking agent or his manager. So I reach out. I saw someone said to me, oh, like Seinfeld has this vintage Lambretta like you do. And he I never watched the thing, but he does some episode where he rides around on this vintage scooter with another comedian.
A Lambretta is a scooter?
Yes, like a Vespa.
Oh, like a Vespa, yeah. That kind of scooter, yeah.
And I was like, oh, maybe that's the way to sign, like to pull off a coup. And so I reached out to his thing and I sent pictures of this scooter. And I was like, hey, I have a vintage Lambretta that's more vintage than Seinfeld's. What about we do a trade? We do one Seinfeld show for this scooter. You know what I mean? I'm
yeah,
like,
okay.
I was like, that might, I mean, just for a laugh. You know what I mean? And never heard back, obviously.
Didn't get a response.
Maybe I'll
at
pitch.
All.
Maybe he's bottomed out by now. I should pitch it again.
Yeah, I don't think he has. I don't think he's ever gonna bottom out.
I had this whole like romantic ideal of like, yeah, he'd do it because he's so in love with this vintage scooter that he's like, this is the only way I can get this.
But couldn't he also buy that vintage scooter?
Probably not. It's pretty rare.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you could buy anything.
What is a scooter worth and where is its location for anyone listening at home?
Yeah, it's probably only worth $4,000 or $5,000.
Oh.
But it's fully restored. It's got like some geary enhancements to it that make it go faster.
Do you ride around the city in this thing?
I love the goddamn thing, but it's too, like it was never my intention to own it. There's a whole story there. And I ended up fucking working my ass off to restore it, and I love the bike. It's a gem, but I keep saying if you start riding it, yeah, it's gonna get dinged up, nicked, blah blah blah. So I've just always had it in my basement. I take it out once a year, give it a ride around, make sure the seals are good, and blah blah blah. And yeah, I gotta sell it. Yeah. Anyway, which one are we starting with?
Who do you want to start with? I think I know who you don't like here. But,
You pick. It's your production.
Let's. Yeah, that's right. I'm the producer. I forgot. I have Les on Swartzen, so let's start with him.
All right. You ready to go, Christian? All right.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is my name's Bill, and I'm here with Mark. This episode of Don't Make Me Laugh it's two part. It's a special. It's an Oscar special. Okay, we'll talk about that later. And it's also part of our Gays in Comedy series. Is that okay to say?
Go for it. I'm dying to get canceled.
So let's. You are okay. Well, then let's start with that.
That's my only. It's my out.
That's your out.
Yeah.
Let's start with that.
No pun intended.
No out. Right. Mark, why do you think people are gay? Just start with that. Why are people gay?
Because it's more fun.
Okay. All right. Well, there's nobody more fun than this guy, Nick Swartzen. How did you enjoy his show? Make joke from face.
What he should have been called is make joke from shite is what would be a more apt title for this abysmal.
It's abysmal.
It's abysmal. 48 minutes of, oh my God, this was the worst. And I kind
really?
Of, the whole time I'm like, yeah, he deliberately picked this to wind me up. Like he's trying to get some sort of artistic tension going. Let me tell you why. I always make notes on a set of what topics they're hitting, right? So I've got in the heart of the order for this special, he's got shitting, pussy lips, yeah, masturbation, sexting, drunk woman shouting, water pistol filled with piss. I mean, it's a classic, isn't it? It's almost Shakespearean in its breadth.
So it's not highbrow, is what you're saying.
It's kind of funny because he basically talks like a 14-year-old the whole way through and starts off with a bit about turning 40. I was like...
Yeah. Yeah.
This was abysmal. I mean, this was beyond... This was like sitting through an open mic. Terrible. Like, if you look at what he covered, the topics, it was like sitting through, like, 8 open micers.
Really? I will say I didn't enjoy it as much as I had planned on enjoying it, because I love Nick Swardson, right? He's part of the Adam Sandler coaching tree. You know, they say NFL coaches.
Yeah.
You have one coach, and then he has all these assistants that later become
who's the
head
tree?
Coaches. Yeah. Adam Sandler is the top of the tree. And there are many people on his coaching tree, Nick Swardson being one of them. He's done very well.
The others?
Oh, I mean... Tim Meadows, Rob Schneider, David Spade, Dan Patrick, Shaquille O'Neal, Alan Covert, Peter Dante. You want me to keep going?
No, because
the tree
is
enormous.
I've not heard about half of them.
Well, don't you watch? Haven't you seen any Adam Sandler movies? They're all in the movies.
Oh, right.
All these guys. And Swardson is in all his movies, I think. Most all of them. And he's great in them. He's completely. And he's not different than the character he does in stand-up or what he does in stand-up.
I liked him in Reno 911, and he mentions that. But
yeah, and I haven't really seen Reno 911, so I didn't have that reference. But I'd heard the special was amazing. I can't remember who told me it was amazing. Was it you? No.
This special.
No, I haven't seen Nick Swardson since like the early stuff. Did you say Shaquille O'Neal?
Yeah, he's in all the movies.
Really?
The Sandler movies now, yeah. Huh. Shaq's in most of those now. Yeah, so
who told you it was like one of like your 12-year-old?
No, my kids do love him though. They think he's great. And my wife loves him. And she was mad that I watched this without her. I don't know who told me, but somebody told me it's great. It's so good. The new special is so good. So maybe it's my barber? Yeah, my tattoo guy? My tattoo guy is the one that recommended me Grandma's Boy, which is a movie. Have you seen Grandma's Boy? This
no.
is not a – Sandler produced this movie.
Yeah.
He talks about it in the set. That's a great movie. You wouldn't like it now. You should see. If you could see the way Mark is looking at me. So I expected a lot, and I don't think I'd ever really seen him do stand-up, despite having seen him in all these movies. I wasn't super impressed with his stand-up, but there's some great jokes in here. You can't shit on the jokes. You can shit on the topics.
There's no jokes.
It's just, come on.
I got a note here, right? At one point, someone explains that his, you know, a flight to Bali is 21 hours, which incidentally it isn't, but... And his whole thing is, 21 hours, I'm not getting on that plane. End of bit.
No, he had something there. Fuck, I'm not going to reconstruct his bits here, but...
Do it. Give me one. Every other podcast we've done, we've had lines where we're like, yeah, I lost it then.
Okay, let's start at the top then. He's saying he wants to work out. I think he's got a professional gloss on his act and delivery and joke writing.
What, you mean he shouts a lot? He's really good at... Do you notice that? I started counting every time he shouted. He always shouts everything 4 times. What would be the significance?
I don't... What do you mean? Give me an example. You love shouting. You love Eddie Pepitone, who's one of the great shouters working today.
Every single time... He shouts when he's... I mean, he's thin most of the time, but when he's really reaching for something, he shouts, but he shouts it 4 times. Just FYI.
Okay. I didn't pick that up.
I mean, within 5 minutes of this, I'd switched off.
So you had it on, but you weren't really paying attention.
No, I was paying attention. I wasn't paying attention to the material. I was just like, there's nothing here. There is just
So you made up your mind right away.
No, 5 minutes in, I'm like, this guy doesn't know how to write jokes. And then what I started doing is paying attention then, because I'm like, okay, I can't sit through another 43 minutes of this shite. I've got to find something for my brain to do while remaining engaged. So I really just started looking at how he was doing things. And, you know, in the end, it's just a man shouting is all this set is. But I was looking at what the whys and wherefores. Sorry, I'll shut up now.
No. But this wasn't one of those where you were turned off at the beginning, you walked away, and then came back and enjoyed it. Like, No. No, huh? Like Tom Green. You didn't enjoy Tom Green off the top. You thought he was shite and came back and you loved him. Where did you watch it? What was going on?
Okay,
was
so
it evening?
Yeah, I did watch...
Glass of Merlot. You sat down.
I watched 3 minutes. My missus came in. I started watching it. I watched 3 minutes. And I said to her, I'm going to hate this and you're definitely going to hate it. So I'm going to stop and wait for you to go to Wednesday till you go to Yucca. I'll watch it then. So... when I did the second watch, I was like, okay, maybe this is going to be the magic reboot. Just abysmal.
Okay, so you did do a stop and start on this one. All right, we'll take the first. I mean, he does the bit about being 40, but the next bit about wanting to work out and deciding to go to the gym, and he decides to swim, right? And then the sign says, if you've had active diarrhea in the past couple of weeks.
Solid laughs.
You didn't like that, huh?
I felt like, oh, that's what an open micer would do to try and engage you.
Okay, we're gonna go through every one of his bits. Yep. Okay, so you didn't like that one. How about when he wants to adopt a family at Christmas time, right? And so he buys gifts for this poor family, and he buys the kid a Taco Bell gift card
to get back to shits.
Right, to get back to shits, and then he gets him a $10,000 gift card. You didn't like that one.
The 10,000 almost had me. I was like, okay, that's sort of absurdist. When he did the active diarrhea, I just put active diarrhea hack, and then he even mentions other comedians have the joke, but his is better.
Right.
Like, he even says,
that's great.
I'm a hack. That was my, I think I'm a better hack than everyone else.
Right. But isn't that a truism of all comedy? Somebody else has already done this joke in one way or another, right? Every topic's been done 100 times.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you didn't like that meta moment where he takes you. Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, you didn't like that.
Carry on.
How about vegans, right? And he talks about how, you know, they're eating fake meat and whatever. He said I don't remember how he said it, but impossible, instead of impossible burger, impossible cocaine. It's like fake cocaine. Yeah. That was kind of funny.
No payoff on that one.
How about old? I've heard this joke before. Old man in the Y or in the gym with the balls hanging down, with the giant balls. No, yeah, there balls. Really wasn't any. But this is where he introduces the term, and I'd never heard this. Genitals referred to as Jennies. Maybe that's something he yells at. Jennies, Jennies coming at you, Jennies.
I think he got a laugh on it the first time, so Jennies. He's like, keep going back to that. Well,
okay. Where was this special shot?
San Jose, the Improv.
Yeah, looked like a very modest.
Yeah, not a big crowd, I thought.
No, not a big crowd.
Appropriate.
Okay. How about now? Okay, so I've got this one circled as one of his better bits. The origins of the dick pic, right? Like, imagine dick pics in medieval times, right? Where a guy has to draw a picture of his penis and then have like a carrier pigeon or some kind of owl come and pick it up and deliver it to another woman or to a woman, right? They wouldn't see his. That's funny, right? You just hate
premise.
Him.
No.
Is going to land because you hate him.
No, it isn't that.
You've already.
I'm looking at the nature of these. Do you know how many an open micer could come up with that?
Yeah, so open micer can come up with any. Okay, all right. How about you already referenced pussy lips, right? Yep.
More pantomiming, more shouting, more act outs.
But what about the idea of this couple, right? Like that he accidentally says pussy lips in front of a hotel and then cut to them on their deathbed and then the guy. No, not.
Just telegraphs it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's all right. Loudest sound in the world of a girl meeting another girl in the bar that she didn't expect to meet. I mean, that's the clip they use, I think, or that was one of the clips I saw before I actually watched the special as I was looking for it. Like, that came up right away. No, you don't like his girl. He does a lot of girl voices. There's a lot of voices, a lot of physical comedy.
Physical, yeah, going to that well. The girl voice thing, oh my God, I don't need to hear that again.
A lot of callbacks as well.
Have you noticed how the girl voice in comedy is the same as the gay voice? So, like, if a dude comes up and they're going to do voices, you know, you could barely tell the difference between them doing the gay guy voice and the woman voice.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot
it's
of
no nuance.
No, it's not very nuanced, I guess. Piss out of a squirt gun, right? And then he uses that as the, you know, a callback to it's the only way he can climax. Right?
Yeah. That's
does
his,
that a couple
that's
times.
That's his callback.
Yeah. It's, he's got the callback built in a lot. Pissing out of a helicopter with David Spade.
See, I thought he might get me because I love David Spade. And I was like, okay, you know, you're getting into some territory where I might, you know, and he's taking the piss out of Spade and stuff. But then he comes up with this ridiculous story that clearly never happened.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think that happened.
No one is going to attempt to piss out. Have you ever been in a helicopter?
I've not.
It's loud, it's scary, it's you're hovering over LA and you think, oh, I'll just take a piss.
No, it didn't happen.
No. Outside of a limo, I could go with.
Sure, sure.
Right.
And then he goes into his flying bits, right? Ballet. Where direct versus, you know, one or two stops. Nothing really happens there. Farting on a plane. I enjoyed this because whenever I'm in public and I'm holding in a fart, it does seem to create what he calls a fart belly. Have you ever had a fart belly?
Yeah, it's highbrow stuff, I will admit.
And then he shows you how to fart on a plane by going into the bathroom and hitting flush at the same time you fart. Yep. He had a good line, though, that came from that, like, something pulls something out of you.
The suction, yeah.
Yeah. Then going to Mars, figure skating on Mars. In order to go to Mars, I thought he did a good physical bit where he pantomimes having a bar of Xanax the size of a canoe next to him, mm-hmm. and he's just eating off of on the way to Mars. No? Okay. The spider bite. No, not very good.
Spiders are stuck.
Okay, so then we're getting to the end here. Yeah, we're getting to the end. And he does his Reno 911. He calls out a lot of his films. To the audience, to, you know, the films that have...
Yay, we love you.
Yeah, that were a long time ago, or his appearances to kind of generate goodwill. And he gets on Reno 911 is his ending bit, right? I think that was...
No.
No?
There's a bit about day drinking for the purpose of doing a baby walk pantomime.
Yeah, how about the baby walk thing? That was funny. The way he walks like a drunk guy walks like a baby taking their first steps.
Yep.
That's really good.
Hilarious. Jesus and then Christ. Grandma's Boy, clearly a not true story.
The Grandma's Boy where he scares Jamie Kennedy. Oh, about his grandmother.
Going to see a film. And
thinking it was about her.
Yeah.
And it's not.
And then
yeah.
she arrived in a wheelchair and walked out. I killed my dad. Yeah, yeah. Whatever. And then the Jamie Kennedy story to end.
Where he tries to scare Jamie Kennedy.
What was the payoff there?
I don't
what was
really
the big
remember.
Line, the closing line on that, Bill?
I don't remember.
No, you must have done because it was.
I ran out of room
genius.
At the bottom of the page, so I just stopped writing. I kind of. Let's talk about this, right? Because today, this is one of our episodes in our series of gays in comedy, right? Nick Swardson is a gay man. He never mentions it.
It's because his whole fan base are Sandler douches, right? And
would
if
turn
he does,
on him, you think?
He would turn on him, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Someone told me that, I think, like from the horse's mouth. Like. But.
Yeah, yeah, but usually a comedian, this is what's, I think, different here, is that usually a comedian like a Wanda Sykes, who we've watched, Ellen DeGeneres, who will also be in our gaze
yep.
of comedy
in our thoughts.
Series. Yep, in our thoughts, prayers. their act, a bulk of their act is about being gay. Oh. It's rare for a gay comedian to not make much of their act about being gay.
Not since the 70s.
Yeah, well, no, not then, but nowadays, right?
Nowadays, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
the
you
meat
know,
potatoes of their act.
We could do an entire episode of what I think of identity-driven comedy and why it will get me canceled. But yeah, it is rare that if someone has a string to their identity
yeah.
bow, they're not going to use it.
Yeah, it's not like he's a Timothée Chalamet or a, you know, actor who's hiding his sexuality so that it doesn't compromise any future roles he might be up for. right?
Well, isn't it the whole thing where in Hollywood they would you never outed because, like, you know, if you got a female fan base,
right? Or Queen Latifah as well.
Oh, is that some tea? Is it, as the kids say?
Well, I mean, it's well known, but she.
I like to call her Queen Latifah instead of Queen Latifah, just to annoy people. But anyway,
you're like Trump with Kamala and Kamala. Yeah.
So why is Nick Swardson not out? Is the question?
I think he is, or maybe, I mean, it's just general knowledge. Maybe this is one of those rumors, like the rumor of Billy Idol ingesting 5 gallons of jizz.
I think Douche Bros have a very good.
Who's that now? Douche Bros?
Yeah.
Who are they?
You know, like generally low quality males that
okay.
we all were back in the 90s. Before we enlightened
everybody
ourselves.
Everybody was a douche bro at one point? Okay.
Pretty much. In England, it was called new. You didn't have it in America. Say, late 80s, early 90s, there was a movement called New Ladism. You're a new lad, right? Jack the Lad. And it became kind of fashionable to be Jack the Lad, you know what I mean? I'm out and with my mates, I'm on the piss, I'm on the pole, blah, blah, blah. And it was acceptable at that point to be, you know, a bit of a womanizer. And then obviously that changed. New laddism. But anyway, what I call a douche bro is just someone who never saw the tide change and was like, yeah. And, you know, people, I think in America it's like frat boys, right? That have that rep. And so I think douche bros, frat boys, whatever you want to call them, have a very good high threshold for saying, I'm okay with the gay person provided they don't say it. And I think, like, he knows that as long as he doesn't say it, they're not gonna, they clearly know that he's gay, but as long as he doesn't say it, everyone can carry on with their lives. Like, I had a mate in school, right, and he was a massive Queen fan, but he was a douche bro.
Queen the band.
And everyone would be like, but Freddie, you know, like Freddie, that's not even, nah, Freddie was married. He's not, like, this guy literally could not process it in order to stay liking Queen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
he couldn't like them. He couldn't.
It, you know, and people would be like, but Freddie Mercury's like actively gay. And no, he was married to a woman. It was just a phase and blah, blah, blah. Just like, Jesus Christ, dude. Like, it's not going to stop being your favorite band,
is it? The same
people
are doing that for Nick Swardson. No, he can't be gay.
Yeah, I, that's what I firmly believe. But I don't know. See, I'm an old man. You're an old man.
You're old.
Right?
Yes.
We don't know. I don't know what the youth of today is. Like,
no.
We should get a youth in. Just have a
youth? Yeah. Is Christian, could he qualify as a youth?
No, I'm not that much younger than either of you, I think.
I think he is.
I didn't know that Nick Swardson was gay, though, until you just said that.
Really?
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah.
That's how well it's covered. We should have it. You know how drug dealers have like a drug taker they bring around with them? And like, we need to test the drugs.
Yes.
We should have a youth.
Sit
to
here?
Test, yeah. To be
what,
like...
What kind of youth? How old? I got a couple at home I could drink. Put them in the corner.
Just say, hey, youth.
Hey,
is
youth.
Is this true?
Turn it to the youth. Yeah. Like Joe Pesci, the two youths.
I wish I'd have fucking watched that again instead. I watched the thingy a week ago.
My Cousin Vinny.
Sunday. Yeah.
Why? You have that much time on your hands?
I'd never seen it all the way through. It was one of them films, you know, films that are on telly a lot and you see them in bits and you're like, one day I got to sit down and just be like, rail through the whole thing kind of thing.
And this has been on your bucket list, your movie bucket list, My Cousin Vinny.
And it's on Tubi now for all
free.
The listeners out there. Yeah.
That's a free streaming service that you enjoy, Mark?
Yeah, but...
Wasn't on PBS?
We need a youth in the studio to be like, is this true, youth?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, we can make that happen.
You know, is it true that you say this? Is it true? So I don't know what... I don't know what it like goes through the mind of a 23, 24-year-old lad these days. You know, the pressures of like, well, I can't be saying this. I can't be doing that.
You're asking the wrong guy, obviously, right? But I do have youth at home, but they're not that old. They're 16. I can bring a 16-year-old. No, I got an 18-year-old youth about to go off to, what do you call it?
University.
University. University.
See, when he comes back from university, it's one of the he's, right?
Yes.
Okay. When he comes back from university, it'll probably be more like, okay, this is the world.
Yes. Then he can speak for the youth.
Yeah.
Not until then. All right. To summarize, and I never explained why we're calling this part of our Oscar show, right? It's two-part, gays in comedy and Oscar edition.
One thing I liked about Swardson is he did call out his record number of Razzie
That's it. That was it. That's why. That's right. Because he's not won any Oscars, obviously, but he's won many Razzies, apparently. I wonder if he actually has won Razzies. And do they still give those out?
They do. Didn't someone like Natalie Portman or someone turn up and accept? But actually, you know, played for the joke and turned up to accept it.
They should. Why not? You know, you can't laugh at yourself.
Yeah. I want to see Will Smith accept his
Razzie. I think he's won quite a few. I don't think he's going to be showing up at any award shows.
But the Razzies got in trouble, didn't they? For did they nominate a child or something? And people said, dude, that's like beyond. Shouldn't be doing that.
Oh, they razzed a child?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe somebody with a disability maybe or something. Oh, or maybe Precious. No,
it wasn't. It was just a child, I think.
Okay. All right, to summarize, Nick Swardson, number one. You hate him. You hated him in the first 5 minutes. He could never recover the act for you. And your feelings about why people are gay. You want to restate those again from the beginning?
What did I say?
That they have more fun.
Oh, gay. Yeah, more fun.
Yeah, okay.
You get in trouble for saying that, though. So, what about
can't
all the
say anything?
What about all the oppression? What about the whatever? So, I don't know. I have no opinion.
I think they might argue that they have more fun, but okay. Well, I'm going to give him a thumbs up or a toes up. Say thumbs up because that's copyrighted. Toes up for Nick Swardson. Toe up.
Toe up what?
I enjoyed it.
Up his ass, because that would be a Nick Swardson joke.
That's a Khalil joke,
then he
actually.
Then ass, 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 over and over until the audience stops laughing.
You know, you love certain shouting comedians, but not all of them. Maybe it's because he's gay. That's probably the underlying bias here, you know, that you don't want to mention. See, if you like, and I don't think you liked Wanda Sykes either. If I recall,
I think we were both neutral.
Yeah, if this washes out where you don't like any of these gays in comedy, we're gonna.
Hey, I'm the one.
Controversy on our hands.
I'm the one trying to woke this podcast.
You are. This is as woke as I get, Nick Swardson. All right,
well,
so one toe up, one toe down.
Yeah.
For Nick Swardson. All right.
Yep.
All right.
Let's never go back.